Now, in case you haven't heard, there have been massive climate protests that are happening, climate change protests that are happening in all of the capital cities, certainly some big ones happening in Melbourne, Sydney, everywhere. A lot of people doing illegal protesting at the moment as well to try and highlight the fact.
All through the week it's going to happen, Lou, right up till Sunday.
Climate extinction protesters. So we thought, okay, who do we need to talk to locally that's all about the environment and reversing damage that's been done by everyday activism? And immediately I thought of Claire from the Sustainable Activity Centre on the Causeway, and she joins us right now. Morning, Claire. Hi, Claire. How are you?
Hi. Ready to go.
Awesome. Now, apart from the Sustainable Activity Centre, which is a whole lot of things that you've got going on there, boomerang bags to help the environment, reusing all sorts of things, you've also got the Replenish Store, which is a brilliant way to bulk buy and refill your own receptacles with chemical-free products that you can use that don't harm the environment. So I guess, Claire, the big question is, to start off with, what sort of things, apart from those things that I just mentioned, what sort of things can we be doing on an everyday basis that are going to help out the environment?
Lou, there are heaps of things that you can do. Basically, everything that you choose to do on a daily basis is making a choice of which side you're going to be on the climate debate. So the main things that I can talk about are educate yourself first. There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions, but no actual information. So I'm talking about getting on climate data websites. Get on the BOM. Get the Bureau of Meteorology. Get on the BOM. Get on the CSIRO websites. Search up global climate trends, all that kind of stuff. Watch some videos. Read some notes. And just become aware of exactly what the situation is and what people are fighting for on these kinds of protests and things like that. And that'll give you some more understanding to the urgency of why people are acting the way they're acting with these strikes at the moment. So become more aware. So do a bit of research, yeah.
But Claire, I personally don't think that a disruptive, illegal protesting that affects kind of normal people going about their day is really going to help, because I don't think that's the way that you galvanise people to your cause. So what do you actually think of the illegal aspect of it? Because they're saying that they're up to 1,000 people are going to be arrested by the end of the week.
Yeah. Look, my question to you is, do you know we've got 84 days left until 2020? That's the end of the decade. And we're running out of time. So we've run out of leadership in this time. The projects and the models and the data for the projection until 2020, it's all going ahead in a catastrophic way. And what are we doing about it? Nothing's being done about it. So it is actually, we've got 84 days left until 2020, and then we've got just 8.5 years to do stuff, and nothing's being done. There's no major change. So basically, it is time to be disruptive. It's time to stop the business as usual model, and there's no other way that these guys can do it. And look, there's masses of people doing this. There's hundreds of thousands of everyday Australians who want to make positive changes, and then there are key people who are willing to put their daily lives in the fray of things and make a change and make a stance. And I commend them. I think it's a good thing. So basically, there's two sides of this argument. There's masses of humans fighting for a clean, healthy, livable planet. And that includes our kids now. And then there's the other side, who are very few wealthy companies who are wanting to keep profits rolling on, business as usual, while the climate's changing towards basically an unlivable planet. So
do you, interrupt, Claire? We're running out of time, you see. Do you think that kind of protesting is ever going to happen here on the border, or do you think it won't kind of filter out of the city?
Yeah, if you're wanting to get involved with that kinds of stuff, there's hop on your social medias, and there's plenty of platforms that you can learn this information. There's like Stop Adani, Albury Wodonga.
Oh, they've been out and about.
Watch. Yep. There's AYCC, and there's Extinction Rebellion. So you hop on those things, and they'll give you the agenda of what they're planning and stuff like that. So if you want to get involved, hop on those guys on their socials, and
do you think it will happen here though? Like the especially the illegal side. I'm certainly not advocating that. My position hasn't changed on that. But do you think it would it would happen here, or do you think it will stay city based?
Do you want to get involved, Matt?
I'm going to stand in the middle of the road. No.
You'd be a great role model. It's going to happen everywhere because climate change is affecting us right here in Albury-Wodonga. So stuff's going to happen and protests are going to happen and, it's undoubtedly something's going to happen here.
So you're saying the time for being nice is over, we need to get serious?
The time for inaction? 84 days left until 2020. I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
Nothing's been done. We've got to do stuff. Yeah.
Claire, thank you so much. And if people want to find out more about what you do, obviously the Sustainable Activity Centre always open. And can I urge people, go to the Replenish store. You've got some amazing products there,
Lou,
sustainable
awesome.
And all that sort of stuff. So thanks for joining us, Claire.
You're amazing, Lou. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.